We're going to be going over Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Hey, don't say it a third time.
You should have kept the old style.
The movie was made for the 2020s and not like a direct sequel from Beetlejuice.
I don't like that Jenna Ortega's played the same type of character the last couple movies.
I think it would be harder to cancel this movie.
They were
like,
scared.
I think Beetlejuice is the type of character that's hard to cancel.
One of those characters, like you said, like they hold so near and dear to their hearts.
Yeah.
Why not? Just like let loose. And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
I'm Daniel.
And today, we're going to be going over Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Hey, don't say it a third time.
Starring Michael Keaton, Jenna Ortega, Winona Ryder.
Is that how you say it? That was Winona.
No, it's Winona.
Ah, damn. Well, I've been saying it wrong this whole time. And Desk Poppers, we're going to be doing a spoiler-free and spoiler review, so make sure you stay to the very end. At least for the spoiler-free, to let you know if you guys should go watch this in theaters, wait for streaming, or just never watch it at all. That does get us to the letter grades.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys graded the movie. Let us know in the comments below while this guy looks up his grade.
No, I'm... I'm just give your grades real quick because there's no...
the box office?
There's no international office? Numbers.
Maybe this is an international...
While he looks that up, I'm going to give my grade for the very first movie, the first Beetlejuice from fucking 68.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It didn't come out internationally, so we're good.
I'm going to give that movie an F. The first one.
Okay, so let's... Real quick, just going back, this is a direct sequel, just so everyone knows.
It is a direct sequel. Yeah.
Just so they know.
Compared to what?
No, just because he's talking about the first one.
The first one, I'm going to give it, I thought it was a lot better than Beetlejuice. I'm going to give it B plus.
B plus?
Yeah.
I give the first one, I was telling Daniel, I think this movie was better when I was like 8 years old. Yeah, I'll give it like a B minus. Right. The first one.
Well, to piggyback on the B minus, I'm giving Beetlejuice a B minus.
And what do you give the second one though?
Oh, a C, solid C.
A C?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna give the second one probably like a D plus.
Really?
Damn, yeah. Two back to back movies that bad.
Yeah, I don't. These movies are terrible. The Professionals, the Tomato Meter critics gave it a 77%. The audience gave it an 82%.
So we're right there, like with the audience and the
critics,
you guys and stuff. Cinema Score gave it a B plus.
Yeah, that's good for like a horror movie.
It's not even a horror.
It is a horror movie.
Well, it's horror comedy.
Yeah, it's horror comedy.
Which is a horror movie.
Alien Romulus is scarier than this.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. No, just two different types of horror, but it's a horror movie at the end of the
Rotten
day.
Rotten Tomatoes just calls it a comedy.
So. Oh, fuck you, Rotten Tomatoes. I don't even know why we used your website as a
reliable source.
Yeah. Let's get into the award season. MVP of Beetlejuice.
Who's yours?
Willem Dafoe, Wolf Jackson.
Yeah,
he was so funny.
Oh yes, I already knew yours. Like we talked about it yesterday.
Is that yours too?
Yeah, we said it yesterday. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you say it for the podcast.
Yes, my MVP is Willem Dafoe.
Yes, yes. And you guys, anybody really enjoyed this movie? You gave it D plus, so obviously you liked it better.
Yeah, I love it better. I don't really know. Winona Ryder, maybe.
Oh, Lydia.
Yeah,
Lydia Deetz.
Yeah,
a stupid ass name.
Honestly, I hated. I liked Lydia more in the first movie. A lot more.
15. She was a lot more dark.
No, just the way she was. Like, she just sold out. That's the one thing I hated, that she sold out. Her younger version would have hated her older version.
Yeah.
You know?
She kind of hints at it during this movie.
Yeah. Mom. And which is good. That's why I like that the movie at least did that. But I my anti-MVP, it's not Lydia. It's Rory.
Yeah, I would give it to Rory.
I hated Rory so much. Bro, but you're supposed to hate him, but the stepdad or the
stepdad,
the stepdad
manager turned husband,
boyfriend. Yeah.
I would agree with you on that.
You're giving it to him as well.
Yeah,
I mean, he played the same role as, I forgot the name of the guy, the bigger guy in the
first Baldwin's character.
No, he wasn't fat. In
I thought he meant like bigger as in popular, but
no, bigger as in size. The guy, the home modeling.
Home remodeling?
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about from the first
one. Yes, I do know him. I don't know his name,
They played the same role, though. They, like, had the same type of annoying character role.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Rory. And Tay MVP.
Yeah, definitely.
Horny on the Timeline Award, playa.
That one fucking dude from the treehouse.
I had Astrid.
Who's Astrid?
It's a girl. Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, Jenna. Oh. Who's Astrid? Jenna,
I forget.
No, well,
I forget the names.
I was going to give it to the boy, but the boy had he had intention. Like, he knew what he was doing. He wasn't in it to be horny. He was in it for his own personal reasons that I won't spoil. But Astrid, she was in it for
She folded fast, bro.
I'm like, bro, not even a day in and you're already folding? Come on, bro. What are we doing? Who are you giving it to?
Same. Astros.
Yeah, he stopped doing that.
Astros. I told you, I don't like that Jenna Ortega's played the same type of character the last couple movies.
I think that's false. I do think that's false.
You didn't watch Scream.
I didn't, but you're going to tell me it's the same character?
Dude, the same demeanor, same like voice tone and everything. It's just a little weird. And it's funny because
they both of them, all these like dark characters, like these
She did a good job of Wednesday, but like, I don't know, maybe it's just...
No, she's doing that because she just wants to get out of the Disney Channel, like Disney
trope. Yeah, but now they're just throwing her in these...
She's a very good dark character, man. Her dark hair, her demeanor, she's a very dark, like...
I don't think she's a scream queen, like the, you know, the term.
Oh, no.
Like Jamie Lee Curtis, you know?
Yeah, or that, queen. I forgot her name, the one that did Pearl, Maxine. And
even with Winona Ryder, you can consider her a scream queen.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's known for Beetlejuice and
Stranger Things.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think Jenna Ortega can be a scream queen if she wanted to.
I think she should diversify herself, though.
Yeah, like, she can.
Well, she definitely should.
She should. Like, yeah, like, you lose nothing, but...
Oh, theater experience. Let's talk about theater experience, or you want to do numbers first?
Ours was it packed? I can't remember. Did you guys watch it?
Friday?
We watched it, when did we watch it?
Friday, I know, because you guys texted me, hey, we're going to go
home. We did watch it Friday. It wasn't very packed.
There was a couple kids in there, but not a lot.
Mine was packed.
Some people told you, like, children.
Dude, mine was packed and people clapped. People have been clapping too much.
Really? Yeah. People clapped at your theater, like, at the end?
Yeah, people loved the movie. People laughed.
That's not even a movie that I think you should be
clapping. No, I think it's just a trope. People have been bringing back the clapping, and I'm tired. I'm like, we don't have to clap for everything. Not everything was a hit.
Yeah,
like, for Dune, I get it. The Long Game, I get it. Ends with us, I get it. But, like, Beetlejuice, let's snap at least. Yeah.
A golf clap may be acceptable. Yeah, I mean, I think it was a pretty normal.
It was packed,
run-of-the-mill theater experience. We watched it here in town.
I will say, though, I did like the popcorn buckets that came. For all of them. Different theaters came out with different ones, and I see a guy that reviews them on TikTok.
Oh, nice. You should share his profile.
He's pretty big. He doesn't need me to share it.
No, like,
share it with us. Sorry, I didn't want to share it because I forgot the name and I don't want to butcher it, but I think it's C3 Films.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to butcher it. C3 Films.
He was making it sound like it's some niche, like, unknown guy. And then he's like, C3. I'm like, well, it's like, wait, he has like
millions of
followers. Like,
he doesn't need my promo, but he does a great job. If you guys want to check him out, he does a lot of things.
That's
what I want to do. That's like, do the podcast and then just do fun things like that, you know, just to like keep myself busy.
Yeah. Numbers.
Yeah, let's talk about numbers. I heard it was a great weekend for Beetlejuice.
So what do you guys think the budget was? Okay, I'll set it at over under.
No, don't set these over under. $75 million. That ruins it for me, bro.
That's the fun of it for me, bro. I gotta throw you off because you're getting too good at this shit.
No. Put in the comments below what you guys think the budget is. For me, I'm gonna say
75 seems like way too much.
$115 million.
115. What do you think?
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I really believe that this movie does not deserve to be over $50 million.
That's wild because it's $100 million.
Nice. No. I was close. What did you say?
50. It shouldn't be more than that.
No, there was too much CGI, bro. Too much like makeup and costumes.
I hated that CGI, bro.
The CGI was just as bad as the first movie.
No. The first movie. We'll talk about it.
The first one was limited by its time.
Yeah. What I'm saying. It was great for its time because it had a lot of claymation. It had a lot of practical effects, which I love. Like, it was very like 80s. No.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, too. Also, actually, I think that's just a Tim Burton style thing.
It is Tim Burton. But Tim Burton put in some CGI in this movie that didn't need to be put in. Yeah, like, there was so much practical. We'll talk about it in the spoiler. But there was so much practical stuff that the CGI that he did put in looked out of place. At least when Marvel does all CGI, at least a whole fucking movie CGI, so you can't really tell the difference. I just hate movies that do all like practical and then they just have one or two scenes of CGI and I'm like, what are we doing, bro? Like, we what are we doing?
So budget of $100 million.
Yeah, you're right.
Which I think is it sounds just about right for all the shit that was in it.
Yeah.
As of this recording, the movie's at $41.5 million.
And tell the audience what that means for...
That is the second biggest opening in September ever.
For any movie.
For any movie, any genre.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Second biggest.
In September?
Yeah.
In September. 40 million?
Yeah, 41. Which September isn't a big, month for movies. It's right after the summer season.
Yeah.
I would say September and January are up there with like two slow movie months.
41 million.
That's good. Yeah.
That's just all domestic because the movie hasn't come out internationally.
Is it going to come out?
I don't know. I would assume it would.
Do you think this is an international type of movie? Because it's a very niche movie. Like, it came out in the United States in the 80s.
Yeah, I would say like it would probably do more popular in like Europe.
I think you don't lose anything by just testing the market, the international market.
You know what's funny? No, you do. You lose marketing. But you know what's really funny? I don't know if you guys will get my train of thought. This seems like the type of movie, like the first one, that would be big in Mexico. Like a couple years after it came out and people are buying like the bootleg or something. And they're like, oh, this is a very weird movie. No, you guys don't think it's
Mexicans
that type of...
Mexicans are super Catholic, dude. They're very like...
Oh, El Demonio, you're right. Oh, fuck, you're right. It just gave me those vibes of like... It's just Mexican, a strange movie.
No, dude, hell no.
I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, my mom would have looked at Beetlejuice and been like, we're not watching that shit.
Yeah.
We're not watching that. Just on the cover. No, we're not watching that shit.
We're out.
I didn't watch Hocus Pocus as a kid because it had the three witches on the cover.
It had the same feel as Hocus Pocus 2. I was thinking about that, like the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
What, the first one was better?
Yeah. And the second one, I don't know what they were trying to do.
We watched that, huh? Hocus Pocus 2 at my house.
And we reviewed it.
Yeah, we reviewed it.
For the fucking podcast.
Reviewed it. Yeah.
How'd you guys forget?
The first year, because it was like a bad movie, that's why.
And we used to do streaming movies because we didn't really know what we were doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's some good streaming movies.
There is, but it's just hard to do all of
them. Did you watch Hitman with Glenn Powell?
Not yet.
Netflix?
Not yet.
But we should just review them on TikTok. Do like quick little reviews.
Yeah, but you guys don't do that.
But you have to watch the movie, my boy.
You guys don't even record yourselves.
I kind of like to.
Exactly. You guys want me to do that?
I don't even take selfies, dude.
Exactly.
I think you guys should watch Hitman. Just saying. Okay. We're not here to talk about that, though. Oh, should people watch this movie in theaters?
No.
Yes. If you like Beetlejuice, the first one, I think you should at least give this movie a chance because I do see people who like it. And I know the type of people that like it.
This is one of those weird... Okay, I'll say...
Not you. Like,
I don't know if this is a stereotype. It's like you said with Hocus... It's like Hocus Pocus. It's one of those movies that white people hold dear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dear to their hearts.
The white people would love this movie. I'm not saying it like...
It's true.
Like, they would. And I think you would like it because you would hold it near and dear to your heart.
Yeah. Do you know when the first one came out? What year?
Yeah, like 89. Or some shit.
88. Yeah. He was close.
And I wasn't even born.
Reagan was president.
that was his last year.
That's when this movie came out, Beetlejuice. Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Hey, that is wild.
That's crazy. What the hell?
He watched this in theaters, bro. He was there opening night.
Well,
you think?
What
the fuck is this?
Let's do the sponsor and then we'll get into, because I do want to talk about something with Beetlejuice.
All right. Well, the sponsor of today's video is Desk Pop.
That's us. Yeah. That's Daniel. That's everybody. And also Beetlejuice. Bring him out. It just comes out.
Like, we've beat this dead horse a lot. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please leave us 5 stars on there, guys. Really means a lot to us. We know some of you guys don't like watching our videos on YouTube, and audio is your thing, and that's okay.
But also, if video is your thing, subscribe to us on YouTube, like the video. You know, it helps out a lot. I don't know if you said that, but
comment, whatever you want, engage,
share it with your friends.
And then just real quick, we also do polls on YouTube, so if you ever want to check out our polls, Louis, Freddie, Nick, we see you guys.
We see you guys, bro. That brings us to the spoiler zone.
Little.
I was telling him this yesterday. Beetlejuice is a very ingrained in pop culture in America.
Yeah.
I had zero idea until I watched the movie last week that Alec Baldwin was in the movie. And really? Just because Beetlejuice is just like Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. Yeah. So like that's all I've ever seen from Beetlejuice. So when I saw Alec Baldwin,
it threw you off.
I was like, hey, I know that guy.
He was fucking super young.
It's crazy. I just want to like put that out there. Also, Catherine O'Hara, is that her name? Catherine O'Hara?
I think so.
She was also in the movie, and she was in a movie that we just watched too. But yeah, she was in. Crazy though, I did love the plot twist. I was telling him, this is not a Beetlejuice review, but when they died right off. bad, like right off rip. That took me back. I was like, shit, this movie's about to get going, you know? Banger, yeah. I was like, banger, bro. Yeah, and then it kind of, you know, when...
Fizzled.
I was like, oh, shit. I wish Beetlejuice had something like that. And they did try to do a plot twist like that, but I called it from the beginning.
You know what I thought the twist was going to be?
What?
I thought that Jenna Ortega was
a ghost
when she hit the tree. Cause like I told Daniel, how she crashed into the fence and then like crashes into the tree. I told Daniel, I was like, I bet she died there.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Like solidified my theory. Yeah. When she went up to his room and she's like, handbook for the recently deceased. I was like, she's dead. Yeah,
that solidified it for me when I knew he was the ghost. I knew the moment he appeared on screen. I was like, that boy's a ghost. I bet you anything, he's a ghost. And then that book and him never leaving the house. You know, I was like, yeah, he's fucking.
Dude, I just...
Pacing, though. Or do you want to talk about what you were about to talk? Well, because I didn't want to forget his shit, you know, his pacing stuff.
Damn, that's good, because I actually forgot it this time. I think an hour and a half was... it was a good runtime, but it dragged. I don't think it dragged. I told Daniel, we were sitting there, like, timing it, and I was like, dude, we still got, like, 30 minutes left, and, like...
No. Right here in the notes, good pacing.
No. Just the way you read that was funny. An hour and a half is good. I think it's just there were some parts that like dragged out.
No,
it's like, I think that's my problem with the shorter run times. It's like you don't drag things out. Like you already have limited time. Like
I love because this guy, bro, the long movies. He's like, you could have cut it shorter.
Yeah, you could have cut it shorter. Like you could have added shit to this one.
No, not added shit, but like, dude, like there are some scenes where it's like, all right, you're saying a whole lot of nothing.
No.
Yeah.
I think you just have an attention problem at this point.
No, because it did feel slow.
No, I like the movie. I thought the pacing was good. I will say it did clean up the joke from the first, because the first movie was raunchy. I will say the first movie, Beetlejuice was raunchy. He was less raunchy this movie. Did you think they should have raunchified his raunchiness?
It's because the 80s
people are too woke now.
Yeah, people are really too woke now. And they're too,
like in the first movie, he fucking kisses the lady like straight right off the bat.
It's the 80s, bro.
Like, no, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like
early 90s, like I would say.
I feel like this movie had the... I forgot the word. It has...
They 2025'd it. That's what
did 2025'd it, but it had the chance to not do that. It could have done the same kind of raunchiness as the first movie just because it's the first, like it's a sequel, you know?
It's a sequel.
People will give you the benefit of the doubt because they know what the first movie is, you know? Yeah. And I think it would be harder to cancel this movie.
They were scared. They were scared.
I think Beetlejuice is the type of character that's hard to cancel. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna he can do whatever because he did some raunchy stuff in the first movie, and I think he's one of those
characters like you said, like they hold so near and dear to their hearts.
Yeah,
that like, why not just like let loose?
I will say the only reason because I don't like Beetlejuice like personally, I understand why he's great, but I never liked those type of shows or characters like Courage the Cowardly Dog, the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, like those type of characters that are like that just raunchy. I just never it never hit.
How is Courage the Cowardly Dog raunchy?
It is very like there's some things in there that like I will keep you up at night, like that you think about that you're like, oh, that was a little scary.
I don't think you know what raunchy means.
I do know what raunchy means.
That raunchy is not scary though.
Raunchy is not scary.
But raunchy is raunchy.
What is raunchy?
Like Courage is raunchy. Well,
no, what's the definition of it?
Like just raunchy. Like like what do you want me to say, bro? Like raunchy? the foot in Courage, right? The foot like raunchy, like the big ass foot. Not raunchy. That is raunchy.
Raunchy is like horny, my boy.
No, it's not horny. Yeah. No.
Like Ren and Stimpy, that's raunchy.
No, I wouldn't say raunchy specifically is. No, raunchy isn't horny.
Raunchy is horny. Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
I don't care on what Urban Dictionary has to say. I know how I use it, and that's how I use it. Just discuss, like, it's disgusting.
Raunchy is earthy, vulgar, and often sexually explicit.
Often, but not
sexually,
always.
Sexually
but,
explicit.
But vulgar. I'm, the vulgar. The vulgar okay, is what I'm.
What's vulgar?
Like, him just throwing something. No, I will say that it's not raunchy, but it's vulgar.
Yeah, it's vulgar for sure.
There we go.
Yeah, it is raunchy, but no, it's I think vulgar.
You're horny.
If you're using raunchy in as a slang, it's vulgar of the sexual kind.
Vulgar
okay,
of the sexual.
See, fine.
That's why I was like,
whatever.
What? That's why I was like, how is Courage raunchy? Like, what episode did I miss? Like,
let's. What was the best moment from Beetlejuice for y'all?
The whole concept of the afterlife.
Dude, that...
Like, the design and everything, I really like that.
Yes, bro. This is the one movie that... Yes. The first movie, like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, why has nobody done this before? Like, it's so unique. And I'm like, damn, maybe they have done it before. Maybe they've done it after, but I've never seen a movie like that. But the way that Tim Burton displayed the afterlife of people look like the way they died, amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe you gave this movie such a bad grade just because I think the concept in itself is like C minus material.
I gave it a solid C.
Yeah.
I gave it a D plus, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, the concept itself.
D plus and C minus are like right there.
Yeah, you might as well bumped it up. But no, I just,
they're not right there because obviously it's different.
I did love the whole Soul Train. I was waiting for
that Soul Train.
Yeah, the whole Soul Train scene was very cool just because I was waiting for a music number just like the first movie. Because I love the first movie. I love that's the musical part of it where they dance and they're
like, I fucking hate musicals.
No, but this movie hits it, bro. Like, it's not a musical. That's why it worked, because, like, it hit.
Especially that last scene, bro. Fuck.
Dolphel yesterday. That last scene was bad.
Remind me of the last scene one more time.
The church. Singing.
I'm singing at the church.
The entire and fucking song.
The only reason we talked about this yesterday, the only reason they had that whole last scene was because they needed to wrap up the subplot with the soul sucker, ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings me to the worst moment. I do think I'm not even going to say worst moment. I think the worst thing from Beetlejuice is the villains.
Yes. Both of them.
Both of them, yeah.
Both of them.
They were both really weak villains.
That was a good both of you. Both of them.
Yeah. This movie really 2025.
Yeah,
the 20s, my boy.
Yeah, the 2020s.
He said 2025.
Yeah, yeah, which makes it sound like it's 2025, but I just 25'd.
25'd. I know. 25. I know what he's saying. 25. I know what he's saying.
Yeah, 25. You know what he's saying, but these other guys
do not know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, he's a little dumb.
No, but didn't it feel yeah, like I don't know, absolutely. The movie was made for the 2020s and not like a direct sequel from Beetlejuice and the.
Yeah.
It just.
You should have kept the old style.
More.
Because
it was a 15 year time jump. That's what it was.
No, I believe it was. It might have been a little bit more.
No, it's definitely 40 years.
What?
It's set in the present time.
Oh, it is a set present time? Yeah, 100%. Okay. No, because they had a time jump at the beginning, but I couldn't remember the timestamp.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Winona Ryder was, what, like 15 in the first
one? She was 15 in the first one.
The daughter has to be between like 18, so I want to say probably like 20 years.
No, she did not have her right after she, at 15.
True.
Yeah, no, I think it's present time. I think both movies are 34, set at that time.
Like 25, 30 years, you
said? Yeah. Okay. Like 40 years.
Yeah.
35. Yeah, 35 years. 35 years. Yeah, 35 okay. years, okay. Give or take.
See, that's what I said at first.
No,
oh, actually, you're right, because they're driving a fucking Tesla.
Yeah. No, because like the first movie, right? What was the villain? There's no main villain in the first
movie. It was just a couple.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It was just the Detis is trying to get him out of the house.
Yeah, exactly. And like that type of movie, like you don't have to now introduce two of the main villains who are like one who looks like a Thanos type of villain that's just trying to get Beetlejuice. The other one is a good villain. I thought the boy, if that was the only villain, great villain for this movie, because there's no world ending, like.
No, but even then,
it's
like,
not even world ending with the lady.
But even then, I didn't like it because you look at him and it's like he doesn't look like the type of kid who'd kill his parents.
He's white.
No, but like,
what else do you need, no, my boy?
Like, like sometimes there's people and like the villain in Romulus. I didn't get that that uneasy feeling when looking at him and like finding out that he killed his parents.
No,
he just looks like some scrawny kid with a TikTok freaking haircut.
Yeah, dude. He should have looked more like 90s.
That's what I'm saying. A 90s like, kid. You don't look
I at got him the when he was movie. Saying the 90s references, I was like, oh, he's a ghost. He's from the 90s. But he should have looked more 90s. You're right. The TikTok, the curly hair, I'm like, yeah, he looks like he's from our age.
And what I'm saying. And then just the way they get rid of him at the end, he just pulls the lever and it sends him to hell.
Yeah, but I think that was funny because Beetlejuice is that type of character that he
does stupid shit like that.
Yeah, he
but it should have led up to that because it was just the afterlife. They get there, he stamps his passport, and that's it. Like, it should have been a whole thing where they go around the afterlife trying to get him.
Yeah. No. I agree, but Beetlejuice is we were talking about this. He thought he was like, Beetlejuice is a villain. I'm like, he's not a villain.
He probably could have, like, fucked with him a little bit more.
Yeah.
No, but, I didn't say Beetlejuice was a villain. I said Beetlejuice is a demon.
No, you also said
that. They do call him a demon.
Yeah,
but demon, I don't think he's a demon. I think he's just a ghost. And they call him a demon because he just does bad things as a ghost.
Was that not what a demon is?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I just, he used to be a human. Were demons humans? I don't think so.
Yes.
No, the demons are
demons
not.
Demons are just bad spirits.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
No,
I
mean, if you're talking like biblical.
Yeah, sense, biblical. Demons are not people. Demons are their own entity.
Well, he's considered a demon, so.
No, that's from, he considered, people consider him a demon because he does bad shit.
Yeah. We're not here to talk about the Bible. This is not a Bible study.
Bring out your fucking books.
Your dad.
He comes in, hey, you talking about the Bible?
Yeah. He heard it, he knows.
Did you like that? Do you like that whole concept with the what are those called? The diagram, the town diagram, where they go into it, you know?
Yeah, I do. I love that because it was from the first movie.
The what? The model?
Yeah, the model.
Yeah, diagram. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Yeah.
I can't believe he gave it the first movie.
Like, you know what I mean? Like when they like,
the movie's fucking trash, dude. I absolutely hate it.
The whole concept and the model and everything just peaks it. I mean, I did give it a B-, but still, like,
I give it a solid 2. I like that, like the whole model concept. Yeah.
We've seen that before.
Where?
I'm positive.
We've different. Seen a lot of things before. It doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
Yeah, well,
I thought the execution was well.
No, this one, I don't know. I just didn't like it at all.
I think Daniel just hasn't seen a lot of movies this year because there's way worse movies this year. I like when she says home, home, home when she comes back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that's how it worked. I thought you had to say Beetlejuice again.
I did too.
Yeah. And the roles were a little.
They also did that in the first movie when they tried to get him away. They said his name 3 times and he went back into the model.
Well, I mean, they kind of did because he would like close their mouth just so they wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
What's his obsession with Lydia?
He
just wanted somebody. He tried and seduce someone and like be able to marry.
But so what does that get him? Like,
he comes back to life.
Oh, you think so? Like, is that
what they say in the first movie?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you not watch the first one?
That makes sense. Yeah.
He even brings it up in the second movie. Then why do you think he's trying to marry her?
Hey, my fault. Sometimes I don't pay attention.
Obviously.
One of the biggest plots in the movies.
No, I get that. I'm just gonna cut this whole part out.
He just forgets, okay? He just doesn't want to say
Let's talk about a sequel. Do you think it's gonna be named Beetlejuice?
Real quick, that's what I was gonna say.
Lydia sold out. That's wild. Damn, I mean, okay. We talked about that a little bit at the beginning, but the fact that she has her own TV show, she pops pills, bro. Like, damn.
Yeah, dude. I don't think Lydia, her younger self, would just really hate her.
Yeah.
She's like, who are you?
She has her own TV show. Her parents have like an art studio.
She's popping pills. She's helping her mom, stepmom with the art, which is cool. Like, I'm glad they got a relationship and all that. But like, I don't know, man. I just.
Sequel, I. With what? The were you talking about sequel?
I know, but then you changed the subject, so then I was gonna talk about Lydia.
I thought we were what are you gonna talk about Lydia? What else is it gonna say?
Well, I mean, fuck, let him answer before you go off to the subject.
It doesn't matter. Sequel.
No sequel.
No, bro, yeah, I think it's gonna make a sequel. No, 44 million divided by 3, carry the 2. I think it make enough for the sequel.
I don't think so.
If it's the biggest opening of September.
Second. Biggest stuff.
That's just because they put it in a fucking shitty month.
Yeah.
Imagine they put it in like fucking October, December.
It's got no competition.
It's
for the next
it's
three
Warner
weeks.
Bros biggest movie of the year, if believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's already made half of the other last three movies combined. It's made more already than Furiosa and Borderlands and.
I never watched Borderlands.
Yeah, you should. Oh, it's a bad movie.
The worst movie.
You can have like some. Yeah, you gotta have bad
movies.
If you
watch Borderlands, you're gonna like obviously be like, "Oh, Beetlejuice looks like a masterpiece compared to that shit."
That's why I gave it a C.
If you watch Furiosa, I watched it on HBO Max when I sent it on the group like a month ago.
Mm.
That shit was terrible too.
Yeah, we saw it at the movies.
Yeah, we all saw it.
You saw it? Oh, I didn't. Oh, what did you not watch? Quiet Place.
Yeah,
that's it.
He didn't like the other ones though.
What other ones?
You never watched the other ones.
I don't know. Yeah. I should though, because they're all on
HBO, I think.
HBO or Paramount. I think they're on Paramount.
If they do make a sequel though, do you think they're gonna be naming it Beetlejuice? Even though that's like you shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah. At this point, they'll just continue that trope.
I would say just give it to 3 here. Yeah.
Or it'll be Beetlejuice. And then cut off.
This guy coming up with the idea, bro. That's I like it. And then like Beetlejuice finally makes it out.
I think he gets married to.
And then the world just goes to shit.
I forget her name, Astrid.
Yeah,
Astrid. Astrid's daughter.
No, Astrid.
Astrid is the girl.
No, you stupid bitch.
Michael Keaton would not make it that far. He's already 70.
Yeah, he's old. Yeah, he's 70. Didn't even talk about that.
What?
The CGI. Before we forget.
He did talk about it.
Oh.
You talked about it a little bit.
I thought Michael Keaton looks good as Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but that wasn't CGI.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
he looks the same, though. He looks 100% the same.
Yeah, he looks 100% the same.
But I don't know if that's a makeup or whatever, and you just can't really tell, but he looks the same, which is great. I do. Great job. Beetlejuice, yeah. I think, is a great character. Did a great job. He's a great anti-hero. He really cleaned up.
I did not like the sandworms, though, I will say that.
Well, at least they kept that the same looking as the first movie.
No, it was more CGI.
Yeah, it was more CGI.
That's what that pissed me off.
You can tell they try to keep it looking the same.
Yeah, but I just...
They should have actually done claymation.
Yeah, the claymation would have been cool. Like, what did take me out was the claymation they did for the... dad that died. I get why they did it, but yeah, that just took me out. But knowing why they did it, I'm like, okay, they could keep it in, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he didn't voice or do anything, but like, they kept his character, which I mean, the character didn't do anything, I guess, so like, might as well. Like, I thought it was funny though, the shark bite.
Yeah, that was
really funny. And that's what I'm saying, that cool practical effects was really cool. I don't know if it was practical, but it looked practical to me.
Yeah, it did look, I mean, it looked practical to me, so
I thought it was fun. Good times.
All right, guys. Well, that is our review of Beetlejuice, starring Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Jenna Ortega. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Or are you just not going to watch it at all? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.